I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il died Saturday after 17 years of leading the nation. His son Kim Jong-un is reportedly taking over. North Korea has been tops on Open Doors World Watch list of nations allowing persecution of Christians. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says there are still 50 to 70,000 Christians in labor camps. Those who aren't, they
have to be extremely secretive and meet in very small groups, usually just the family, and are in under tremendous duress when they do anything that might reveal the fact that they are followers of Jesus.
Listen to the entire interview with Esther Brooks at our website. Next, a lot of heroic grandmothers in Uganda are raising their grandkids when AIDS kills the parents. But these grandmothers can't do it alone. Russ Bau, in association with Every Child Ministry, says they're supporting 20 such grandmas with the Way Home's Granny program.
We have raised funds for 2011 so that for those 20 grannies we could build or repair their homes, and now they have a secure, stable home where they can raise these grandchildren.
The grandmas can also attend Bible studies and farming programs as they learn to rely on God. The program's looking to expand, but they need help. There's more online. And remember when you first trusted Jesus Christ, when you first asked Him to take control of your life? The Louise Palau Association's inviting you to relive that life-altering moment right now. Louise Palau is offering the same invitation you received to thousands around the globe. Now, if you feel led to give to this work, your gift will be doubled through December 31st. Our website has the details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Churches are always looking for great missions resources. How about the Mission Network News monthly bulletin inserts? It's up-to-date news to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 for subscription information or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.